Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We are conducting a poll about politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. Are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa?
Yes.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
Democrat.
And this upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. How likely are you to vote in these elections? Very likely, somewhat, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
And could you please tell me your age? Are you between
81?
Thank you very much. And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 elections? Did you vote by mail, early in person, or on election day?
Early in person.
And in general, do you think that the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
The right.
And do you feel that growth and development Tampa is experienced is a more of a good thing or bad thing?
Good.
And as things stand now, how would you vote to, would you vote to reelect Gene Castro as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
Gene Castro.
In general, which of the following candidates in upcoming March City Council races would you choose? One who works with Mayor Castro to pass her agenda, or one who opposes Mayor Castro on nearly every... Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? You could choose two. I have flooding and the threat of sea level rise, affordable housing, crime and public safety. Too much
affordable
city.
Housing and crime.
Affordable
and
housing and
safety.
Crime. Okay.
Yes.
Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion for each of the following. I have a Lynn Hertink. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
A what?
A Lynn Hertink.
Who is that?
One of the candidates. Are you familiar with?
No.
Okay. What about Joe Biden? Very favorable,
yes.
Somewhat
very favorable. Very okay. Favorable.
Orlando Goods?
No.
You don't know him, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know him.
What about Gene Castro?
Favorable.
Very favorable, or somewhat unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Sean Shaw?
Don't know him.
Bill Carson?
Don't know him.
Ron DeSantis?
So I know him, but not favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Joseph Citros?
I don't know him.
Sandy Merman?
Don't know him.
Bob Enrique?
Don't know him.
Janet Cruz?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
And what about Guido Maniscalco?
Don't know him.
Okay. Mark, which candidate you would vote for if you had to vote in the elections for mayor and city council? I have Gene Castro and Bill Carlson.
Gene Castro and Bill Carlson.
Which one would you vote for mayor?
Gene Castro.
Okay, and for City Council District 1, I have Sonia P. Brookins, Joseph Castro, Chase Harrison, Alan Clendenin.
I don't know none of them.
And if you had to lean towards one today, which one would you lean towards? Chase Harrison, Alan Clendenin, Joseph Citros, or Sonia P. Brookins?
Brookins.
Okay. And for City Council District 3, I have Janet Cruz, Gwendolyn Henderson, Lynn Hertink, or Jose Vasquez.
Janet Cruz.
And City Council District 5, Orlando Goodings, Cornelius Hamilton, Evelyn Mike Bride, or Jeffrey L. Rodas.
Mike Bride.
And thank you so much for your patience. Using a scale of excellent, good, not so good, or poor, please rate the job of Mayor Gene Castro is doing on each of the following. Working to make Tampa a stronger community and
excellent.
Great place to live. Okay. What about rebuilding the city's water and
excellent.
Working on affordable housing?
Excellent.
Working for fairness and opportunity for people of all races?
Excellent.
And, okay. What about bringing in new jobs and growing the economy?
Excellent.
Bringing physically responsible and careful with taxpayers' money.
Excellent.
And next, here are some statements that that critics of Mayor Gene Castro has made recently. Rate each if it causes you to definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference for you to support her. Here's the first one. She has continued to promote racial policies that embarrass the city, including renting, while black...
Makes no difference.
Okay, what about Mayor Castro pushed a $6 billion water recycling plan that some called toilet to tap and has been criticized for a lack of transparency, possibility raising water bills, and possibly putting our water supply at risk. Definitely vote for her, probably, or makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
Mayor Castro is using $100 million of taxpayers' money to build a new city office building without a competitive building process.
Makes no difference.
Okay, what about she built the city council into accepting her choice for police chief, who then had to resign recently, admin scandal. Definitely not vote, probably, or makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
Gene Castro's policies as police chief and mayor have led to an increasing of crime. Definitely not vote for, probably, or does
makes
not make no,
no
difference.
Difference.
Okay. And next, here are a few statements that supporters of Mayor Gene Castro might make as to why they think she should be re-elected with her current term is up in 2023. And rate each one with very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here's the first one. Mayor Castro is making Tampa a safer place to walk, bike, and get around in by installing sidewalks and crosswalks near schools, expanding the river walk, and adding 21 miles to a bike lane. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Gene Castro is a take change leader who tackles the tough problems and gets things done. She's successfully taking on the rebuilding of Tampa's aging water and sewage pipe systems. A very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
As Mayor Gene Castro continues to dedicate funding for the housing affordability crisis and using city-owned land to build new low-cost single and multifamily affordable homes. Very positive, somewhat positive,
very
neutral,
positive.
Or negative? Okay. Under Mayor Gene Castro, Tampa has become one of America's top cities with strong community pride and great championship boost parades. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Gene Castro is focused on clean, affordable, a safe neighborhood, and high quality of life that makes Tampa a great place for families to raise kids. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
The other one says Mayor Castro was working on Lift Up Every Neighborhood, by building new parks, renovating and upgrading existing parks, adding more youth programs, and increasing pre-K child care options. Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. The other one says Jean Castro has an open accessibility style. As the city's leaders, she is known for always being out in the community, bringing City Hall to every neighborhood, listening to people's concerns, and caring. Very positive, somewhat neutral or negative?
Very.
As the former police chief and now as mayor, Jean Castro now knows how to keep our community safe by fighting crime, reducing the violence crime rate, increasing police presence in neighborhoods.
Very positive.
Okay. And now that you have heard a little bit more information about her, would you vote to reelect Jean Castro as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
I vote for her.
And lastly, a few more statements about the record of the candidate for city council. Rate each if it makes you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or does not matter to you. Here's the first one. Refuses to disclose the names of his long list of paying clients who stand to benefit.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. What about this one? Says has voted against funding the police and firefighters and crime fighting measures that keep our community safe. Definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter.
Doesn't matter.
Has created decisions on division by making false accusations and protecting unsubstantiated conspiracy theories rather than working with his colleagues to address our community's needs. Definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter?
Doesn't matter.
Has led a power grab to shift power away from the mayor and to the city council in an attempt of giving himself more opportunity to help his private company's clients benefit from city actions. Definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter?
Doesn't matter.
He can't do the job he was elected to do because he's more concerned with making the money of our lucrative city deals. When he does show up for work, he has to absence from voting more times than all the rest of the city council members combined because of conflict and interest. Definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter?
It does not matter.
And do you consider yourself to be of Cuban ancestry or not?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be black or African American?
Black. African American.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Tampa?
8 years.
8 years?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you.
I do the same.